Welcome back to the Midday Show. As I mentioned before, I'm very happy to welcome a number of friends of the station, friends of mine, to the Midday Show today to talk about an upcoming fundraiser and show to take place this Friday evening. It's a fundraiser for the Ulster Immigrant Defense Network. It's called Hideout. And we have today with us here on the Midday Show, Jake Aralnik, Steve Kester, and Sam Erickson. Welcome to the Midday Show, guys.
Hey.
That's a lot of haze. As I said before we got on the air, just occasionally identify yourself when you have something to contribute to the conversation so kind of people know who's talking. There's four guys on this. It's we want to make it a pleasure for our listeners to hear. This is such an important type of thing that I just love making sure people know about. Steve, you reached out to me. Steve Kester, you were just at the station recently with your new Two Dark Birds album. You brought this to my attention. Why don't you introduce the event and a little bit of the history?
Yeah, so we have a group over here in the Mount Trumper area called Mount Tobias Presents, and we put on a couple shows every summer as fundraisers, and we try to do them in unique places, you know, visually stunning places, sort of, you know, interesting spots. And Sam Erickson and I have been talking a while about doing a show at his beautiful barn in West Shokan. And then, Jake and I have, you know, we're talking about several things, and he brought this amazing three band garage rock show to my attention. He was like, "Do you think Mount Tobias would want to put this on?" And I was like, "Oh, heck yeah. Like, you know, let's do this." So that was sort of the impulse behind it.
Jake, these are three local bands, I take it?
Yeah. So I'm involved with a band called Goons that's headlining the bill. Some people might claim that I look like Goon number three, but because the Goons can't be identified, you know, I will neither confirm nor deny that on the air today. but the Goons befriended Mackie Bowman, who people would know from the Bobby Lees, also John Spencer, on the Little Steven Underground Garage Rock Cruise this past spring, and kind of cooked up the idea of doing a show together. And we both mutually were friendly with a great band from Jersey City called the Draculas, and thought this is a great bill. Couldn't quite figure out where to do it, and talked to both Steve's and Sam, and we hooked up doing it in a barn because garage rock in a barn seems like a thing that should happen.
Steve, go ahead.
Steve, I was just going to say, you know, barns are kind of the garage of the country, right? So
this is Sam Erickson talking.
Hi, Sam.
Since it is my barn, I'll tell you a little bit about it. You know, I've been trying to get artists from the area to come in and perform inside the barn. It's a really lovely sounding room. And so when Jake and Steve came to me with this idea, I said, I'll host this party as long as I can sort of make it part of what I'm also doing, which is called Bushkill Sessions, which is a sort of a concert series that I'm doing with, but mostly for live content with local artists who have some kind of investment in the Catskill area and, you know, kind of buy into the whole. I'm trying to create a library of musical performances of Catskill artists. So this just seemed like a really cool opportunity to wed my project with this amazing show. And so it's the first time we've done a ticketed or live audience thing here, but I think it's going to be really great.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, this sounds like the ultimate example of true synergy here in our region, you know, where the three of you guys have come together doing so much, but finding just the right kind of event to put on. So what is the address for the barn?
The barn is at 8 High Point Mountain Road in West Shokan. It's near the corner of Watson's Hollow and High Point Mountain. People should park safely along the sides of the road there and make their way to the barn. It's going to be a great night.
Thank you. By the way, it's a fundraiser for a very important cause, as we already mentioned. It's for the Ulster Immigrant Defense Network. But this is an event that gives back. It makes it like fun to go. There's going to be these three garage bands. It's going to be spectacular. Jake Gronick is known like for being like the Uber artist manager, and can, as well as you're in Goons exclamation point. So
maybe,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, right. We're word of mouth. Okay. I'm That's right. You
Nobody
can't,
knows.
you cannot, what's the expression?
Confirm nor
Either
deny.
or exactly. Right. All right. I apologize. Anyway, so it's going to be fantastic. So it's
But
going to be a fun time.
yeah, synergy is exactly the word. I mean, we've got the, like you said, incredible bands and an artist manager. We've got Steve and his network of people who are putting concerts on, and then we've got me, who's going to make it all look fabulous. I am a longtime rock and roll photographer and filmmaker, and I'm going to document it to show people what we got going on here. So it is a really great synergy of creatives up here.
And say, unless of course the goons mess the whole thing up, you know, they're kind of a group of troublemakers, so I'm slightly frightened. They have a reputation, let's put it that way.
Don't be afraid, be very afraid.
Except that
Isn't
is truth.
Well, Jake here, I would just say the goons encourage you to bring your valuables to the gig and leave them in the car unlocked. With the keys I in the ignition, if there is such a thing anymore. Steve, how do people sign up or register for the event so they can come to Sam's Barn?
Yeah, it's a ticketed event. It's on Eventbrite. There is a link at the there's a link in a lot of places. We don't have a website for
All right.
the show, but if you go to Eventbrite and you search it, you should find it. It's also in the Two Dark Birds Instagram, the Two Dark Birds Facebook. And you can find a ticket link there.
On
And
my
we do.
Instagram too.
And regardless, if you go to eventbrite.com, there is a search field right there at the top. You just plug in the hideout, and I'm certain you can find it if you're motivated.
Absolutely.
And we mentioned all the other, socials that you guys have, and people can find it if they're motivated. They are.
And Steve here just wanted to interject one thing too, is we highly encourage to buy people. People to buy tickets beforehand, but you can just show up and purchase a ticket on set.
And the ticket price includes beer, wine, and some snacks.
And goons.
And goons, and Hedons, and Draculas.
And Steve, Sam, and Jake, which is invaluable. Jake here, I
Invaluable.
just wanted to interject one more musical note. Well, we're calling this garage rock. It's not going to be very samey. The three bands kind of sound differently within that umbrella. Draculas, I would describe as a goth punk girl group kind of sound.
Oh,
The
good.
Hedons are power pop. They wear suits, kind
Oh,
of
nice.
wavy, and the goons are, crime oriented, but I would say with an R&B groove. So
Okay,
be able to
some
dance to all of it, but with a slightly different step.
dance.
Yes.
Guys, thank you so much for coming on. Once again, the hideout takes place this Friday evening from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. is where they are. And just visit again Eventbrite, search The Hideout, a 3D band, Garage Rock Spectacular, and come support a very important cause that affects many people in our community, the Ulster Immigrant Defense Network. I would love to keep having you guys on for whatever projects you're all involved with, and please, always reach out, okay?
For
For
fabulous.
sure. Thanks so much, Adam.
Thanks,
Thank
Adam.
you.
Thanks, everybody who's listening.
Thank you, guys. All right. This is the Midday Show on 98.1 KZE.